The Warriors opening a two-game homestand, hosting the Charlotte Hornets in a Sunday evening matchup at Oracle Arena, with Stephen Curry delivering a game-high 25 points, fueled by 5 three-pointers to go with 6 assists. Klay Thompson had 6 trays on the way to 24 points on the evening, and the Warriors getting a season-high 59 points from the bench as Quinn Cook led the charge with 21 points, hitting 5 trays, as the Warriors clinched their 5th consecutive Pacific Division title, winning big over the Hornets, 137-90 the final.
The finish is the largest lead of the game, 47.
Well, the Warriors wanted to eradicate Friday night from their memory bank. They do it with Denver losing to Washington. They take a one-game lead and set everything up for the Nuggets-Warriors on Tuesday night at Oracle, and get their 52nd win of the year in blowout fashion.
I hope they save you enough for Tuesday.
Jim Barnett's got the headset on downstairs. And this game, Jim, very reminiscent of games from, say, 2014, 2015, even the year after when the Warriors won 73 games. It felt like one of those nights.
Yeah, it was, Tim, and it was at both ends of the floor. Their offense was humming, and you gave all the assist total and everything. Unbelievable. I was hoping they would get even another record and get 42, 43, 44 assists and keep going, but that's beside the point. They moved the ball well, and when you have a team like the Warriors do and possess great shooters, great scorers, when you move the ball, it makes it so much easier. You get better shots, and so they're even more accurate. They just did a marvelous job. I'm still puzzled by Kevin Durant and his lack of taking shots the last week or so.
Only 5 for 5 tonight.
I don't know what he's doing, and it's whether he's saving it or not. But if he is saving some, by the way, I hope he's saving it for Tuesday night when Denver comes in. But the Warriors' defense was good. The only problem they had was unfamiliarity, because James Borrego is starting and playing a lot of different players, and not because it's the end of the season. Right now, with this loss, it makes it very, very tough. They're about 3 games back, three and a half from that 8th spot, and they still have to go on the road after this. So it's going to be kind of tough for them. But they weren't getting production from some other players, and so you can see Dwayne Bacon in the last 5 games, he's been incredible, 20 points, 24 points, 21 points, new career high when he got to 24. He can put the ball in the basket. He's got a great basketball body. Bridges is very athletic. He needs experience as well. And so they're trying those guys. And the Warriors didn't know who they are. And maybe Hernan Gomez, they all of a sudden he comes in, and what do you have at halftime? 16, 18 points. And so they were scoring against them, but they shut everybody down. And what the one drawback in today's game, the ejection, flagrant 2, by DeMarcus Cousins, which I honestly think they overstepped the boundaries there. They overstepped the reach. I think that was too harsh.
It was a little harsh. I thought, you know, I don't think there was intent there. And so, as a result, DeMarcus had to leave, and he was playing well at that point, and was starting to get his game in gear for the evening. But
he's trying to clear out a little bit.
Yeah,
and get
absolutely.
But
that,
I was thinking, and you know, Tim, because you're a real student of the game, I'm thinking of when you're going against Walt Bellamy and Willis Reed, Bob Lanier,
yeah,
and Chamberlain. And let me tell you, I've gotten clocked from Chamberlain because, you know, I'm at the height where I'm vulnerable in there. If I want to stick my nose in there and try to get a rebound or something, you know, sometimes you get hit. And I've seen guys get broken noses, and there was no foul called.
Absolutely. Dave DeBuscher told me once he got hit by Willis Reed in the game one time when Willis thought he was playing for the other team.
Uh-huh.
And he says he thought he got clubbed by a baseball bat.
Yeah, no. And it was no big deal. You say, okay, yeah. Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, and, well, it's different today, and they're trying to take away injuries. But I thought in this case, I thought a flagrant 1 would have been fine because it was definitely above the shoulder, and there was contact. But, I think he was just trying to get some space.
Flagrant 1 is okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have been 30 years ago. We didn't have that. But it would have been okay, but I just thought it was a reach to go to flagrant 2, and I think it really does have a whole lot to do with the name DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, I could see that.
The reputation.
Yeah, and we see
it'd
that.
It'd be Draymond Green, same thing.
We see with Draymond Green, same thing, yeah.
Anyway, so I like this that they're playing against a team that's subpar to them, and they didn't come out like they did against Dallas, or they didn't come out like they did against Phoenix, and coming off a tough loss in Minnesota, where they lost a 19-point lead in that third quarter, there was no danger of that tonight, and I just have a feeling that it's going to carry over to Tuesday night when Denver comes in here, which that was a surprising win today for Washington over Denver.
Well, Jamal Murray rolled an ankle in the game. He had to leave.
Oh, boy.
And then Nikola Jokic got ejected in that game. And we'll tell you all the details about that in a couple of minutes. By the way, the postgame show is brought to you by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. Jim, I thought Klay Thompson was so good early on.
Yes.
But then when you look at the stat sheet, I look right at Durant and Draymond Green. They were combined 9 for 11 from the field and had 18 assists split evenly between them. 18 assists between your 3 and your 4 guy.
That's pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable.
When you play like that, you have guys that can do that, and you have shooters like Thompson and Curry. And let's add Quinn Cook tonight. Boy, that was a nice thing off the bench for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he made his first three, I believe.
He was 3 for 3.
He was 3 for 3 on
yes.
three?
No, to start.
He to start, I was going to say. Yeah. And so he made 8 consecutive threes over a period of games, which is pretty good. I like to see them coming off the bench and be aggressive like that. It was a really good offensive game for him because once in a while things aren't going to go right in the playoffs with the your top 6-7 men, and you need a little punch once in a while, and that'll give him more confidence.
Well, it should be fun on Tuesday. I think that's going to be a good atmosphere, and
I hope Murray can play.
And if the Warriors win that, they basically claim the West. I can't see them losing the West after that.
Yeah, because first of all, even if they ended up in a tie, they would win because they would have the home court advantage over them because of the season series. But I do hope. I don't like to play teams that don't have everyone healthy. I like to see everyone healthy on both teams. No excuses, no nothing. You just go in and you play against the best.
Well, it's the Warriors' 317th win over the last 5 years, breaking their own record for the most wins in a 5-season span in NBA history.
And once for the 5th straight year, they win the Pacific Division title.
Well, it's so funny. Now, division titles are, they're nice, but they're not, crucial. But Jim, think about, I was saying this on the air, like in 2014, 2015, the Warriors clinched the title in Portland, and there's T-shirts made up, and they take a picture in the locker room, and now it's just, okay, they won the Pacific Division. The perspective has changed greatly for the Golden State Warriors. And again, you just got to sit back and savor all this. From the time division play started in 70-71, they only had 2 division titles before this run. So this is special.
No. And what it does, it's special, but it also puts pressure on you because expectations are there.
Correct.
There's no reason for it to be over, and so you're not going to get any slack, and you've got to keep competing, and you keep going, and you just keep that engine going.
And I'd rather have expectations over at this point of the season, as you and I were many times at this point of the season, talking about who's coming out in the draft and when is the lottery.
Nothing wrong with expectations, Tim.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me on, and I'll see you on Tuesday when we entertain Denver.
Enjoy your Monday.
Okay, Tim.
And Tuesday night is the first of the final 3 regular season home games at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.